Here we are on Mackenzie Island with 8 wonderful people in our trauma healing program. The program runs 4 weeks continuous, except for a break on Mondays when people go to Detta for a shower, relaxation and food. Jean, myself and 2 of our Northern Indigenous Counseling graduates, Kara Manuel and Donna Schreeder, are running this in partnership with the Yellowknives Dean First Nation. We're all having a great time, and it's really good for us. We can go for walks as the island is large enough and the rocks are kind of smooth, without big hills. And the rock formations are truly amazing. No TV since we got here on July 13th, and we're moving around a lot more than at home. We've easily been able to reach our 5,000 steps a day. To boot, we are not having any snacks at night and Jean is doing intermittent fasting. We have a really good group with different personalities and age groups from young to senior, professional to masters on the land. They are all Indigenous and from several communities, although most are now living in Yellowknife Wellness Island. One of the first things the group did was to rename the island to Wellness Island. Eskia, take it easy EH. The scenery is majestic with rocks, trees, little birds, seagulls, ducks, loons and water all around. The sunsets have been extra special. We enjoyed the thunderstorm while having fun singing karaoke in the workshop cabin. We sit around the campfire and share stories. 2 men are getting really good at crossword puzzles and they spend a lot of time sitting together solving the puzzle. Often people join them and it becomes a team effort. Dog Leia is an emotional support when needed. There were no showers, so some folks jumped into Great Slave Lake to wash up. It was hilarious to hear them screaming from the shock of the freezing water. We now have the Monday showers in Detta and we have a couple of portable showers set up. We walked to the other side of Wellness Island one night and found some old tennis balls, and we played a game of catch on the rocks. There were some caribou antlers near a fireplace. Our maintenance guys set a net and brought a bunch of our participants to watch them. Several also went out to see how to check the net. A few of our guys are proficient at cleaning and cutting up fish. We eat together and interact throughout the day and evening. It was getting hot in the workshop cabin from the afternoon sun, so we put in a screen door that parts as you walk through and it comes back together with magnets. Maintenance also put in a screen in the back window, so there's now a nice crosswind. The land really is calming, and we could see how the participants are healing with each passing day. They are reacting less and sharing more. Wellness Island is a safe place and we are weaving laughter and tears and play in each day. It is something that is so good to see and feels extra special. Jean is so in love with the scenery and is taking lots of beautiful photos of the camp and the sunsets and water. Each day has been different, and she prefers the cooler temperatures instead of it being hot all the time. The program. The 4-week program is really a condensed version of the 8-week program that Jean and I will offer at the Endacho Healing Lodge. We developed the program with 2 curriculum writers, and this camp at Wellness Island is the first of 2 pilot programs. The 4-week program is designed as a healing journey. The participants are travelers and they all travel together, from start to finish. Everybody has to attend all of the sessions, unless they are sick. Most of the work is done in a circle with no desks. The days consist of educational classes in the morning and afternoon. There's a minimum of 1 break in the morning and 1 in the afternoon, with 1 hour for lunch. The morning starts with a check-in, with everyone taking turns speaking. It includes an affirmation, such as, I am worthy, and at least 1 thing the person is grateful for. They sometimes also answer a question about the day's lessons. Then there is the morning and afternoon circle work and expressive arts. Elders come twice a week to teach sewing and how to prepare fish, meat, ducks and whatever else is caught here. Everyone also has one-on-one counseling at least once a week. Week by week. The journey consists of week 1. Preparing for the journey, which includes balancing the 4 elements, how to ground and calm yourself, emotions, thoughts, and creating a safe place. Week 2. Journey into the wound includes the impacts of colonization, abandonment, shame and guilt. We also cover grief, mourning, forgiveness, and understanding anger. Week 3. Journey to Wellness includes self-worth, cultural and land-based engagement, connection, boundaries and respect. There is also purpose, cultural and spiritual wisdom and the elder's path. Week 4. Preparing to return home, including various aspects of the problem story, hopes and fears on returning, avoiding wellness obstacles, wellness planning, gift giving and a closing ceremony. All in all, a wonderful program with a wonderful group of people on a wonderful wellness island.